Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Yes, I thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemy Ive, Covenant Remembrance Ministry, so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, surely for the opportunity. Yes, for the opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that for his cause I have some very important things for his cause that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection. Yes, his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed he has told me. And I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to revert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, yes, if they could, to destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, they're being called into this purpose. They're being called into this purpose. Could I dare say that I knew from first moment of being called aside to this purpose? Could I dare say that I know then, that I knew then, all that I know now that must be spoken? Hardly, my brothers and sisters, hardly at all. I remember times of petitioning the Most High for the awakening of many souls concerning those things that he began to teach me. And it became apparent to me that he told me that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, pervert, silence, and destroy it. What did I know if I didn't know anything else? That beyond all I knew, there was more to be learned. The end of the thing is another beginning, he told me. He told me when I asked him how much should we be disciples of him to learn. He said until you can look up in the sky and say star B and one starts glowing. You keep growing. He told me I had to reveal things that men had sought to hide. What did I know? That the men have sought to hide, pervert silence and destroy. What the Most High said was very important truth. I remember asking the Most High to awaken the minds. Many years ago, I asked him, would he please, to go out to so many things he began to show me, awaken the minds. Tell you something, my brothers and sisters, might sound like a shock to you. But perhaps I need to explain further the dimensions of what the Most High told me in response. He said to me that the words that I speak to you are very precious, but they are only, they are only for the most humble. Yes, my brothers and sisters, for the most humble soul. Well, there's a lot to be said about that. Quite shocking to be said about that. Scriptures talk about in the book of 2 Kephas, 2 Peter, many want to call it, or compared to the same spirit speaking through the apostle called Jacob, that the King James Version wants to call it James. Well, they changed both their names. Kepha, they changed to Peter, and Jacob, they changed to Jacob they changed to James. Wow. One to support the doctrines of the Pope and the other to support the doctrines of the Anglican Church. Counterfeit Reformation. Protestant, they said, protested but still holding true to so many lies. I call it the Protestant Compromise, not a Reformation. The Apostle Caper. Shimon Caper. Simon. They wanted to call him named Simon Peter. Talk about being very diligent in those first verses. The second of his, let's just say, second available to the masses book. It talks about being very, very diligent unto increasing knowledge, unto increasing discretion, discernment, unto increasing what is would be genuine reverence and respect for the Most High. Scripture says, by your great diligence for the knowledge of the truth. I said, by your great diligence for the knowledge of the truth, you make your election sure. In so many ways, the apostle, Jacob, they wanted to call it James, said the same thing. Said he scattered amongst the multitude of nations, multitude of provocations, that means misrepresentations among the nations. Institutionalities like what occurred in Israel coming out of Egypt. Many chose not to be as diligent as need be. Still unstable in all their ways. Double-minded. So let me tell you something. The indiligent soul so often takes everything that he's given completely out of context. So, there are some truths the Most High holds, but for the most diligent soul, they would not take these things out of context because he seeks to be true in all things. All things are voiced, spoken, elaborated upon, exemplified unto a manner which the Most High will find pleasing. Think about it. Jacob, first chapter, basically said that we must seek Yah for a pure understanding of all his work, all that he has planned. Said that we seek him, we must know that our diligence unto him, our patience and perseverance unto him, must bring forth a perfect work. Didn't say a multitude of hasty conclusions. Didn't say a mass of instabilities, our people being destroyed for lack of knowledge, drawing hasty conclusions, not considering all things. The Most High told me directly, either I seek all his will, or he told me I could stop right now. We were commanded, those who Most High would anoint by his spirit, even as the apostles were anointed, to go forth and teach all things. Yes, teach all things. Baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It means be washed fully of all misallegiance. Apostles were anointed by the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, to go forth and teach all things. Anything less than the dereliction of duty, anything less than treacherous. Multitude of partialities, my brothers and sisters, is not a covenant. It's reprobate mindedness, it's a lack of discipline. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it's a pack of lies. So much truth, my brothers and sisters, contained in the scriptures. Men have taken completely out of context. Did you hear me? Are taken completely out of context. Because men, misled in this world, seeing a multitude of contradictions in it, have presumed themselves wise, having never heard from the Most High a true call our true elaboration and instruction with regard to his word. Many, having only heard the words of false prophets, who themselves are blind. False rulers, who themselves, I pray you will hear me, never discern in their crying out, Lord, Lord, ever to do fully what is the will of the Father. Didn't know it, didn't care to know it. And if they did know it, wouldn't tell it. Kind of like pharmaceutical industry. There's a lot of cures for a lot of disease. A lot more people would know. But the pharmaceutical industry, like so many others, is not in the business of advertising what they can make money from. They're not in the business of advertising that which would show in so many ways the innate greed and treachery of their enterprise. In other words, what I'm saying to you, they are relatively very inexpensive cures and safeguards against a lot of disease. But because those who create, I said those who create these pharmaceuticals and the job of selling, not only what perpetuates the problem, but accentuates another. They find no reason to tell you about what will heal. Let you know they were, in fact, in so many ways, it lets you know that the real devotion and application unto healing is not their application. I've had a lot of pastors tell me point blank. One pastor, one priest, in fact, told me directly with his collar, hand on his collar, said to me outright, yes, he knows that his job, his station, his title, is a complete lie, complete and total pretense. And told me, since I knew to seek well beyond him, and he knew it in the conversation that we had had, he told me, basically, I see you trying to do this thing right. Keep seeking, he told me, the way you're going. I'm not going to try to run my game on you. In other words, what he was saying, in so many words, is that those who lack diligence, who are not willing to seek, discern beyond the travesty of what he was teaching. It was literally like he felt that he had a right. Shame, my brothers and sisters. Did you hear me? It was as if he felt he had a right to exploit those who didn't know or would not seek the truth. But let me tell you something. Like I said to you before, the many very precious things the Most High told me that I must speak to you. But in so doing, he also told me when I was seeking one time in deep fervor, I remember prayer. In deep fervor, petitioning the Most High to allow me to speak all that needs to be spoken to his people. And I heard it just as clear. Very heavy spirit. Heard his voice say, your words are very precious, but they're only for the most humble soul. You ever stop to consider, my brother and sister, there are some words of truth, Most High knowing? Listen to what I said. From the dawn of human fall, there are certain truths they've sought to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Well, the less than reverent soul seeks to do just that. And for lack of diligence, will twist and pervert everything he gets, whether advertently or not, not seeking to fully understand all things in all contexts. He is both gullible and also pronated to speak to others in such a manner that he would leave them also That he would leave others also, my brothers and sisters, quite unstable. There's a truth, my brothers and sisters, that Most High has actually declared in these latter days. That whether or not men are able to discern this truth and walk in it and order their lives, even order their all their sense of perception based upon it, or all that they think they know, is worth nothing based upon a faulty foundation. But the truth, my brothers and sisters, that was declared from the very beginning, the scriptures tell us well in Deuteronomy 29:29, around 30 and 8, secret things belong to the Most High. But those things which he has revealed belong to us, and they belong also to our children. In other words, they're an obligation that we preserve these things even forever. Well, what does this mean, my brothers and sisters? It's very powerfully impacting those who will discern it. Even more shocking for those who, to the last minute, choose not to. So the Most High declared this expectation and commanded that it be preserved till all these things be brought to bear, and that they all come to pass. Since the Most High declared from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, by His Spirit, and the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bringing all things, how about even all things the Most High declared, to remembrance, notifying us, my brothers and sisters, that we really should be praying. We should pray for the remembrance of all things we should never have forgotten. We should pray for the remembrance of all things that it was a sin ever to forget. Messiah, even the very name, Yeshua, comes. What does the name mean? It means Yah's salvation. All that Yah declared is salvation. That's what the word Yah, or the name Yah, the title Yah actually means. It means all that Yah has declared is what men must seek unto salvation. All scripture inspired by the heart of the Holy Spirit is worthy for proof and doctrine. But we were warned in advance that there would come a time, and it's long since been here, for many, many generations, that men have preferred fables and despised sound doctrine. Well, Messiah's very name said he would deliver his people from their sins. It means he must deliver men from all, I said his people that would call out and call upon his name. He must deliver his people who would be true to him, who would be diligent unto him, who know that it's not possible to be saved out of a multitude of worldly contradictions. What does the scripture say? 1 Corinthians 3:18. That a man considers himself wise in this world. How about after the multitude of contradictions and misconceits that are in it? Let him consider himself a fool, that he may become wise. Therefore, I say, my brothers and sisters, looking at the contradictions we see in this world, just simply presume. For a man just simply presume himself wise because he's heard a word from men is a very foolish thing to do. For a man to speak, and he hasn't had the Most High explain the true meaning of a word, is a very presumptuous, arrogant, blasphemous even thing to do, showing the man has little concern for the knowledge. Don't tell me about somebody's zeal in their deception. It won't be accepted. Let me repeat it to you. Don't tell me about somebody, anybody, who believed to pack a lie zealously so that they could sit back and say somehow they were justified in a lie. Scriptures already tell us, if a whole world be deceived, the whole world be a liar, Yahweh. Romans 2:29 through around 3 and 4 relates that the true Jew is one who's praised. And how about who he seeks to honor is not man, but Yah. That means he's diligent to discern what is for the blessing of mankind, that all might who hear be found true to the holy name. But amazingly, my brothers and sisters, there are those who say they love Yah and say they love the brethren, but are quick to be hasty and total foolishness simply because they want to count themselves wise before the time. Let me tell you something. The first thing you should do hearing a call from the Most High, I know I did, is beg and plead to Him to teach me the truth, that I know how not to lie. Let me repeat. The first thing I remember doing upon Most High calling me and telling me that I need to speak for Him. And I remember it was in the winter, perhaps around the month of November. Anointing time. Wow. Most High told me I had to speak for Him. And I had to settle myself. Upon realizing that He told me I had to speak for him, it came to a realization, a stark realization in my mind. What shall I speak? What shall I cry? When I know nothing. All I knew is what He had told me, that I must speak for Him and must tell men things that men had done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. And that led me to know that there had to be a much more diligent search beyond men for the knowledge of the truth. You know, a lot of folks sit back and say, well, I read it in my Bible. Man, let me tell you something. There's a whole lot of things written in the scriptures that people have taken completely out of context because they have not the foundation upon which the words are written. As I said to you before, there's a foundation the Most High gave from the very beginning unto the destruction of that of every doctrine of that fork-tongued devil. And every misrepresentation that He's created. Whereby His ministers come as angels of light. Do people actually believe they can come to the Most High and be saved, delivered by a word? That is the result of the contrivance of a demon? You really think that everybody who cries upon the name of the Most High, and every one of them has heard from Him? Say, cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to do the will of the Father. I mean, they cry out, Lord, Lord, but to do the will of another. Many of them presumptuous, daring to speak. Believing that they, hearing from men, had heard a teacher. Thinking that they'd done many wonderful or inspired works. Thinking that they'd preached for Him and cast out devils. When the truth of the matter, everything they heard was the word of a devil. Why do I say that? Yes, quoting scripture word for word. Still the word of a devil. Why? What does the scripture tell us in Romans 15th chapter? All things written of old are for our learning. That we, through the patience and faith in the scriptures, might have hope. Oh, that means if we haven't gathered a real solid foundation in all the Most High has declared of old, then our perseverance, patience, has not been steadfastness. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it hadn't even been faith. I tell you, there's an expectation declared in the scriptures from the very beginning. And the Most High has forewarned mankind that in the day of His Messiah revealed, because the Most High has looked and saw none righteous, none that knew they needed to seek Yah first, most being devoured by evildoers, folks who conceive lies. Messiah will come forth declaring in the name of the Most High that there was no one who told you these things. No one else who told you these things but I, the Most High, I, the Lord. Even He that comes in the name of the Most High. Wow. No one else told you. No one else told you what I declared from the beginning is eternal. Most I said he looked and he saw no prophets. Wow. No one who declared. No one who heard, understood, or revealed these words. Everybody's doctrine, testimony, only mere vanity. Unacceptable, not sufficient to save any soul. The scripture said Messiah would appear saying, behold. And most I can declare in turn concerning him, behold, listen to me. Keep silence before me, O ye nations. Behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice, righteousness. How about the remembrance by the spirit of remembrance? All that the Most High have forsworn, commanded, that we should never forget. He should bring forth justice. He should bring forth righteousness. All the nations that knew these things not, Scripture says they will come to wait for, seek after, serve according to his law. Did the nations already have what they called lawful? Not before the Most High. Most High told me the only law that is lawful, that brings forth justice, that is equity and peace, is his own. Everything else is lawlessness, reprobate-mindedness, undisciplined, misorder. The only law that is lawful and just, he says, told me directly, is his own. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who are quite hasty, seeking to call themselves or be found before men just. After the conscience, the weak, shallow, short-sighted, gullible conscience of men seeking to be justified. No man is justified before the Most High after a multitude of diverse and contentious standards. So many ways Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of the contentions of your short-sighted, shallow-minded, partial, perverse, corrupt, hypocritical rulers, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. But men so many times have just assumed that their leaders were something other than treacherous. And believed after the following them that they were wise. Such a shame, my brothers and sisters. Some find it really hard to believe. 45,000 denominations out here all saying something different, but everybody wants to believe that everybody who calls himself a pastor is devout and true. Everybody who calls himself a pastor has been called by the Most High. That everybody who calls himself a pastor has the untainted, unadulterated word that is from on high, catering to none of the misconceits of presumptuous flesh. Scripture says, if any man preach any other word, calls the gospel, the pure word from above, the pure perfect word that delivers a human soul from the lie, he said, let him be accursed. Sound like to me, there's a whole lot of folks out here teaching curses, teaching damnation. Why do I say that? Write that Isaiah 41:21, declares an Armageddon-like scenario. Messiah challenges the rules to prove that they deserve to be preserved at all. Oh, I know it sounds hard when I say it that way. I want to tell you this now. They deserve no mercy who show no mercy. There's a lot of folks out here, my brothers and sisters, who, if they were legitimately reverent for the Most High, if they were legitimately reverent for the Most High, a lot of truths that you hear me talk about on this show, that hearing them, they should rejoice and run to do whatever they could. That these words be heard and a ministry that would declare these secret, long secreted things be not only heard, but supported, that as many as possible should hear these words, and it should be that they should be hidden from no one. But my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of folks who rather watch millions upon millions live and die, perishing for lack of knowledge. One scripture says it this way: he who dies without the law perishes without the law. Meaning, if you die not knowing the orientation, let's just say the rules, that will manifest and preserve peace in a holy kingdom, you perish because you've never been born again, never been renaturalized to understand the ways of the kingdom, that if you were there, you might be an asset rather than a nuisance. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High, since he already has established for himself a place where he can rejoice in pure, perfect thought, that you really think that he delights in hearing the trash that men imagine and their hastiness or their sheer lack of knowledge or their sheer lack of desire for it? I tell you, you need to think again. It's like hearing a beautiful symphony with every musician playing every instrument perfectly in tune. And then you get somebody who doesn't know how to play a violin screeching in the midst. Do you really think that screeching violin is going to stay there in the midst of that beautiful orchestra? Especially if somebody tries to show folks how to correct all those sharps and flats and screeches, and they still choose to say that the way they choose to play the instrument is melodic. Somebody didn't even know how to write, read, or anything else music. Get a whole lot of folks in the symphony that feel like they can do the same. You won't have beautiful music in order there at all. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who feel that without training, left completely to their own imaginations, that their thoughts are acceptable. Now, I'm gonna tell you this, what the scriptures tell us is that he will not hear the instruction, the law of the Most High, even his prayer. How about even the nature of his thoughts is an abomination. Something the Most High finds totally, completely, in every way disgusting. Man should know to come to the Most High to be instructed. Man shouldn't come to the Most High discerning who is the teacher. Most High told me, if all I see, hear anything else from men, see, hear, read anything from men, with regard to it all, check it out with them first. So she said, somebody make a fool of me. I said the same thing to all my brothers and sisters, just like he told me, if I could believe that all the contradictions that I see are somehow a work of his spirit. She kind of said, I cannot be a disciple unto him. I'm telling you now, if you can look around the world and see all these multitude of contentions, considering yourself wise after this diverse, obtuse, less than agreeant worldliness, and you just want to jump hastily and just say that what you thought you heard from somebody was wise because it tickled your fancy. But ask the Most High to help you understand those things much more clearly, or someone will lead you along a path you might find you never find yourself rectified to return upon, or even to find what is right at all. Such is the nature of strange gods, strange instruction. False righteousness, my brothers and sisters, that an adversary would establish, even seeking to call those who call upon the name of the Most High to walk after a false messenger. I've come now to understand that though many might want to ridicule the words that I speak. It's only the Most High that's going to reveal to whom he will the truth of that which for his cause I declare. So I've come to petition the Most High that he helps more people to understand. I know from whence I've heard these words. If others understood that too, what a much more glorious and wonderful world this would be. But the Most High reveals himself to whom he will. Many not compelled to seek the foundation necessary to be found stable in a word. Haven't been found word worthy to discern anything stable. What do you say? Let your perseverance under the Most High bring forth the perfect work. If you lack knowledge, to ask him. For a double-minded man, one who would maintain another set of allegiances, or be hasty in his judgment, is still yet unstable in all his ways. Like I said, if he were to get the truth, what would he do but twist and pervert it? All that is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope, that we all might be, that we all might be like-minded, bringing all nations to obedience in word and deed. Yes, scripture says that we are to bear the burdens of the weak, but certainly not unto debate and doubtful disputations. Certainly that we not waver in our reasoning. For if the faith be lost, then we were commanded to keep his commandments, keep his faith, keep and maintain the knowledge of his conscience. Well, we have to remember what the scriptures started telling us, especially later on in the apostolic letters. They say, if anyone will not hold steadfast to this doctrine, you're not even to eat with them, not to associate with them at all. In the feast of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, in the Shabbat, there was a time after each Shabbat called Matzah Ish Shabbat, the breaking of bread, a breaking of the fast after the Shabbat. Said they would have no fellowship with the saints who would not hold steadfast to a true word. Because to lose sight of that blessed word the Most High declared to his people, it must be preserved. It's to the damnation of many souls. From the very beginning, the Most High declared the expectation of Shiloh. Genesis 49:10, it said, looking to the latter days, Judah, the tribe of the tribe of Judah. It said the expectation of a lawgiver, a scepter, a peace, one who brings peace, should not depart from an expectation out of Judah. To that one called Shiloh, unto whom it belongs, unto whom all nations should seek and be begathered, shall come. That's a command that should never have been forgotten. But the nations have chosen not to speak concerning this, because the prophecies actually say the one who comes will expose every misrepresentation, every false righteous rule, whatever testimony has negated the remembrance of these things. Well, what does that mean, my brothers and sisters, for all these who would not speak of it? And the scripture talks about that one, he says, that would come. They put down from the north and the rising of the sun. It actually means one who was hid to ordinary conscience, hidden from the indiligent soul, hidden, my brothers and sisters, even by those who prefer that men never understand. Rome despised the idea of someone who would come to expose every pluralist, partial, polytheist, ungodly standard in a world filled with irreverence. They wanted the preservation of every ungodly idol god they trusted in. So they start to completely destroy from your mind the expectation of him who would bring an end to the lie, which means that Rome was devil worshippers from their very beginning, as has been every nation, denomination, belief, doctrine, religiosity, I don't care what they call it, Buddhism, Hinduism, Sikhism, Islam, I don't care what they call it. And even if they call themselves the prophets of the Most High, if they call themselves of the faith, of the Messiah, Judaism, if you want to call it that. Some call it Christianity. Some people call it Hebrew Israelitism. I don't care what they call it. If they don't hold the remembrance of what Abraham knew, should always be remembered and never forgotten. If they don't hold steadfast to what was declared in the garden when they talked about that curse where, concerning the serpent, it said that man would crush his head while the serpent sought to smite a man's heel. Expectation of the one who would bring an end to every forked-tongued liar was a prophecy to be retained forever. Scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to bring all things to remembrance. Whoever, whatever testimony, I don't care what they call themselves, it really makes me no daggum difference. Even as it means no, makes no difference to the Most High either. Whatever they call themselves, if they cannot speak the remembrance of these things and rejoice in finding this truth, they are all of hell and hell bound. The Most High has said it directly. He will make a full end of all nations that have scattered or have been unto the scattering or where his people have been scattered. Every doctrine that has kept people from discerning Yeshua as the Kurde, as Shiloh, as Shashanshah. And I know a lot of you don't even understand those titles. As Danka, King of the East. Angel from the rising sun, son of righteousness that arises, the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Whatever doctrine is out here that does not teach you the awaiting and the expectation, the faith in one who will not accept any man's lie, nor will he confirm any man's lie, and that he comes to expose every man's lie and to reveal all the truth to the world for a course of ages is here. If they did not teach you that of that as the expectation of your deliverance, they lied to you. They murdered you. Even in your desire to do better. This morning, why do I speak so fervently concerning this? This very morning, in a matter of minutes in a dream, the Most High showed me how many souls have been slaughtered in warfare and in being left to unbelief, not knowing the truth. Not discerning that because one comes to expose all the rulers, that quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, because men had not discerned to expect one who exposes all the rulers, many gave their allegiances, gave their very lives defending and in warfare and in their, even in their verbiage, gave their very lives to defending a lie. And from the beginning of time, it was like watching warfare start on a small scale with just a few. And it wasn't long, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. Every time somebody was slain, I swear I saw it in the dream, it's like they didn't turn to a dead body. They would turn to skeletons. And it wasn't long that the number of skeletons far outnumbered the living. And all I could cry was, let it stop. Let it stop. In the dream, I was allowed to see spirits of the dead. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, a lot of them looked at humanity and thought humanity was absolutely insane. So many of them would have wanted peace but never knew what it was. It was hid from them. They trusted in leaders who lied. And they realized in their demise that they'd given them their very lives for nothing. They went to war, desirous of peace. But warfare continued. And they looked at mankind and thought of humanity, like I said before, as absolutely insane. Seeing all the contentions that the world endures and still not willing to seek an absolute because so many were so beguiled to fall after false pride that they personally be exalted in their suppositions rather than seeking to be true to Yah. I can only tell you that in this dream, it was shown to me the plan the Most High had to finally bring forth peace. As much I could tell you about the dream, but it was like a lot of folks who were enemies, had been enemies, were only enemies because they didn't understand each other and didn't discern the plan from the Most High by which there might be peace. It's called the gospel of peace, my brothers and sisters. You don't discern what the Most High said he would do from the beginning to bring about peace as an eventuality. Scripture says all that you thought you knew was an abomination. Most High reveals his peace to whom he will. He reveals his peace to those who will be faithful. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that the way of truth has been hid to this very last day so that when it's finally known, men will know that this is something they can't play with because they have sought to do exactly that with everything that the Most High, through his prophets, even through his Messiah, has spoken. So again, the Most High told me long ago rings quite true. The truths that he would grant that are very precious, and precious because they are rare, few willing to hear it, words very precious. But they're put into the care of only the most humble souls. And others will not even have their eyes open to truly discern it, let alone truly comprehend. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, very early on, Most High gave me a prayer to pray. And I suggest that all do. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what something has been stuck in my head that prevents my mind from understanding what I need to know for the blessing of your name and your people. But Father, you know, and I know, and I can humbly respect that if you don't tell me, I won't know. But Father, it's full well within your right to reveal yourselves, to reveal yourself to whom you will. Well, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, there's a word to only the most humble and diligent soul that will guard and defend this word, that it not by any man be corrupted. If any man or brother and sister is not willing to defend this word, true to the fullness of his integrity, what is he, my brothers and sisters, but a devil? What mercy does one deserve? I'm going to tell you right now, there's some folks who have already on their laws, already exalted. I'm going to tell you, might as well say exalted their last leg. Had so much opportunity to help so many, but having that opportunity would prefer to keep the people ignorant and in the darkness so they can continue to exploit. Like I said, it's not they didn't consider it their job or their by those whom they call their bosses who hired them. Your bosses are devils. Because if these truths are known, they know that the folks they're in league with would be exposed as treacherous. So they walk after those who seem well set up, that they see as able to support them but my brothers and sisters, anyone who could help and would not, and would mercilessly leave men lacking knowledge, only to be exploited and destroyed. What is a life worth? Is there anything at all they could ever say to show they're worthy of preservation? When they deliberately sought the blindness of men, when every time they were granted an opportunity perhaps to begin to help and heal, they sought to destroy. A man who would murder another soul or leave another soul to be blind, foolish, and deceived. Scripture says that soul is guilty unto hellfire. That's Messiah as judge's own words. What it can be, what can it be in a man that have offered the strength and the power or wisdom that could work to help in a world so sorely granted an opportunity to help, he chooses instead to hurt? Shall such a soul, my brothers and sisters, have anything to say as to why he should be preserved or redeemed at all? Scripture says that only those who confirm the fullness of this word will be found worthy of that seal of preservation according to Revelation 7th chapter. Yohanan 3rd chapter says those who accept his testimony set their seal
90 firm seconds.
Seal that Yah is, that they are true to Yah. That's what it really means. What about those who find out about the Kurdi, the city of destruction's prophecies, secret city prophecies, and won't speak up? Because they're afraid of how they might be looked upon by those who don't understand. See, whoever's ashamed of this word, Most High said, I'll be ashamed of my Father and before his angels. It's all written down. We read in the book. Can this be reason most to dread to look? I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, that hearing knows that it must diligently seek him to speak right and well. For only unto such as this, my brothers and sisters, will it be the seal the Most High grants to those he has called his witnesses. HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectations, the article you need to read if you haven't, and read it very diligently with a prayer.
10 seconds.
Secret City Prophecies. Hey, HiddenGospel.com is an informative website that I know you need to examine much more diligently. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, his honor, and his praise always, thankful for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! I thank you all again for listening. Much love from above.